Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and you are now connected to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Thanks for joining us this evening, and it's going to be an evening with just you and me and a book that I think is going to be well worthwhile. But let me just catch you up to what's happening around the United States, and we'll start with Katie Couric. Katie Couric of CBS News. This afternoon, this evening, her broadcast showed the ozone smog levels really racing around the country, creating all sorts of problems for children and adults, and talked about the thousands of deaths from emphysema, which is, of course, caused by a great deal of smoking. But unfortunately, if you're living in a place like Chicago or Atlanta or New York City or Denver, the third smoggiest city in the United States, certainly Los Angeles, San Francisco, and many of the other top cities in this country, you're breathing a pack of cigarettes each day, whether you are smoking or not. And Katie Couric really brought it home tonight, talking about the ozone layer levels, the parts per million, and how between 70 and 75 parts per million is the Environmental Protection Agency acceptable levels. However, the real big experts are saying it should be down to 40 parts per million, with a high of maybe 50 parts per million. But guess who lobbies against that? The major coal-burning facilities and power plants, and making excuses like it'll cost $100 million to put scrubbers on these coal-burning smokestacks. Then you have to ask yourself the hundreds of millions of dollars it costs us to bring wellness to our children who have, of course, all of the lung diseases, of course, the other catastrophic diseases that come with breathing polluted air every day. And since I live in Denver, Colorado, I'm one of those victims breathing this air, and asthma rates are off the charts. If any of you have followed my The Next 100 Million Americans series, there was a whole part 21, I think it was, on air pollution and the many aspects of it, the many detrimental aspects of it, and of course, all of the people that have to pay, mostly our children, the little kids in the big cities that are breaking out with asthma and so many other lung ailments. So, this is Frosty Wooldridge. Tonight, we're going to talk about a book, What Every Citizen Should Know About Our Planet. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and you're listening to Connecting the Dots, and Frosty Wooldridge here, your host for this evening. And I want to thank each and every one of you for the new shirt orders I've gotten, and make sure that when you want to get one of these 21st Century Paul Revere Ride t-shirts, and it talks in the front, has the big message, Stop Illegal Immigration, Ask Me How, as the numbersusa.com website, and on the back is really a fantastic logo of the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. For those of you who want to see that shirt, go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us. And some of you are sending in the checks, and it says Connecting the Dots. Please make sure you just send in those checks, 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. That way I can cash them into the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride checking account, and it goes to pay for a lot of the things that occurred on that great 20,000-mile trip. And it takes care of a lot of the expenses that we incurred. And so you get a great T-shirt. And only send in $15. One individual sent in the $15, then sent in $4 because they thought they had to get the extra for the mailing. I'm just sending them out with the mailing included. And so, but LK Dahl, I appreciate that. But I just want to make sure, and that's Larry Dahl, and he's from Streamwood, Illinois. And I'm going to keep that $4 and just use it for more of the supplies and stuff that go with funding the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. And I'll get that shirt out to you, and I hope the bank cashes the Connecting to the Dots radio show. So, but if you're going to get that T-shirt, again, P.O. Box, just 21st Century Paul Revere Ride or in care of Frosty Wooldridge, at P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027, and make the check or money order out to 21st Century Paul Revere Ride so that I can put it into that account. And it really, I've got like about 250 more shirts. My brother Howard sold 15 shirts last week, and that money just really goes to a good cause and gets to kind of tie up all the ends and loose ends of what that was a $90,000 effort. And for all the people out there listening that participated in the 21st Century Paul Revere, I want to thank you. I know one fellow that I never got the name of that was in Kansas came up, gave an envelope to the team, and it contained 10 $100 bills. And we got several $1,000 donations from that trip, and $100 donations, and little old ladies giving 50. And we had cookies and pies that were baked for the team riders. It was really quite an amazing journey across the United States. And, of course, if any of you want to see the history of it, I wrote a 16-part, 16-chapter series on every week of that great 12-week ride, 20,000 miles, 48 states, 95 television interviews, 90 newsprint interviews and 60 radio shows, and you'll see my brother Howard there, who was the trail boss, and you'll see Misha, you'll see Rick Chiesa, you'll see Don McKee, you'll see, of course, every one of the writers, so yours truly, of course, and all of them, our wonderful nurse, Miss Roddenberry, if you will. She was just fantastic, and she's a nurse there in South Carolina. So we thank you and appreciate all your support, and those T-shirts are great. Now, this evening, get your pencil and paper out, because I want to make sure that you appreciate what we're doing here. I just finished a piece today called Radio Talk Shows and the Internet Saving America. It's at newswithviews.com. I really featured Jan Herron. Jan Herron's a fantastic writer, a fantastic journalist, a fantastic patriot, and she wrote a piece called The Bagman Cometh. And The Bagman Cometh was such an outstanding piece that I featured it on my column this week, just this morning, and that's on News with Views and Rinse.com and American Chronicle and you name it. It's all over the place. And she really talks about, in The Bagman Cometh, how men like Trent Lott are bagmen, and they're carrying the bag for not the American people, not the Constitution, but they're carrying the bag for the corporations and for the Trilateral Commission and for the Council on Foreign Relations. And she really exposed them. And one thing that Trent Lott said this week before I took off to Salt Lake City, and let me tell you about that in just a few moments, was the fact that these men are representing corporations and multinationals, and they're doing nothing for American citizens, and the amnesty that they're pushing is such a... It's a perfect poison. It's almost like a bar lizard slipping a Mickey into a date rape drink, if you will, so that he can take the victim out and date rape them. And that's what the Congress is doing to the United States right now. There are a bunch of bar lizards up there shoving this amnesty down our throats. 80-90% of the American public want the border secured. They want the laws enforced. They want employers of illegal aliens to simply be arrested and prosecuted and jailed and stop this invasion of our country. And so she really put it out there. And I even listened to John Temple, who is a social liberal, a liberal socialist, if you will, for the Rocky Mountain News. He's a Canadian. He lives in a protected area so that he doesn't have to be affected by the invasion here of 500,000 illegal aliens in the state of Colorado. And he, like all the upper elites, he got caught on the Peter Boyle show, which I've been on in the past, and I know Peter quite well, and Peter has been working. If you want to, go to KHOW 630, just www.khow630.com or khow.com, and you'll get Peter Boyle's in the morning, and you can stream him or you can catch him on a lot of the Clear Channel. He's been hammering on this thing for the last couple of years. I'm proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with him. He is very sharp. He's very articulate. He's very well versed, and he really lights into the subject on illegal alien migration here in Denver. And he just made peanut butter out of John Temple, the publisher of the Rocky Mountain News. And John Temple is an extraordinarily biased man against Americans, against Colorado. He's a Canadian, and he does everything he can to obfuscate, cloud, ignore, suppress, or deny any of the social wrongs going on here in the state of Colorado. He's not any different than Dean Singleton of the Denver Post, though. Both these men and their writers are just, they're all in the same box. Jim Spencer, Diane Carmen, Cindy Rodriguez, David Harsanyi, these people are out to watch America and our civilization, our language, our culture just go into a meltdown by their support of illegal aliens in the country and certainly in the state of Colorado. And so I pointed it out, and in fact Peter Boyle's had John Temple on the show on Monday and just made peanut butter out of him. John Temple sounded like he was having a heart attack. He was his breath was coming in heavy gulps, and he was fighting with Peter Boyle's, and Peter Boyle's was just bringing the facts out. And, of course, you all know across the country right now, if you're on the Internet, that the poultry workers are testing positive for tuberculosis in South Carolina. Students are catching and testing positive for tuberculosis, and the E. coli breakouts are coming on. So you can see, as I've said in my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, which was published exactly 3 years ago this August, I predated all that in that book. I talk about the diseases. I talked about the MS-13 gangs. I talked about the fracturing of our country, and I talked about the language and culture crisis. And anybody that wants to go out there, just Google in 21st Century Paul Revere Ride with Frosty Wooldridge, and you'll see how they treated us in Los Angeles and in Chicago and in Minneapolis and in Madison and certainly in the Commons there in Boston. You would be amazed at all the anti-American migrant illegals in this country and all of their supporters. And they're getting stronger and they're getting worse and they're getting more vociferous. And they're really embedding themselves in our country and really starting to take great action against us. La Raza, of course, and Meacham and Maldief and LULAC and CHIRLA, all those organizations are separatist, racist organizations that have no business being in the United States. However, they've got tremendous membership and tremendous backing. Southern Poverty Law Center helps all the illegal aliens. The Ford Foundation, which is a big social liberal group that are trying to break the borders down and literally just dismantle the United States. And that's what's happening. And for each and every one of you, I'm gonna go up just quickly. And tonight, if you would like, you can certainly call in anytime and just go back and forth, because we're going to go over, since I have the whole hour with you, we're going to go over this book that I think is really worthwhile, and it really has a tremendous amount of information. I'm going to go over it. Before I do, I want to share with you what happened on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. As I told you, I would be in Salt Lake City, and I would be talking with the Rotary International, and they asked me to be keynote speaker, and I brought my slideshow, and my program is titled The Next Added 100 Million Americans and What You Can Do About It. And of course, it's based on the book that'll be coming out in August, and it's based on the series that you've been reading at Rents and American Chronicle, Morty'sCabin.com, American Chronicle, NewsWithViews.com, and quite a few others. And my program, I retitled it, The Coming Population Crisis on Planet Earth, and What You Can Do About It. And I gave all of the people who attended the program a four-page, front and back cited, national solutions and local solutions. And that hopefully spurred a lot of debate. Well, as I gave the program, and I gave it in front of six continent persons, there were persons there from six continents. There were representatives from Australia. There were representatives from Mexico, Central America, Panama, South America, Chile, Argentina, Paris, France, you name it. Anyway, I'll tell you the rest of that story. We'll be right back after these few announcements. Thanks for joining us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots. And, of course, we have the good, the bad, and the ugly. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And this evening, again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And for those of you who care, I'd like to check you out. The KU satellite system comes in crystal clear for only $149.95 plus shipping. There's no monthly fee. Better signal than a C-band and a shortwave. So for those of you who are interested, check that out, www.republicbroadcasting.org. And also, for those of you who are interested, you're now available at republicbroadcasting.org. It's Freedom to Fascism. It's a DVD, $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. And you can send that in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call in 1-800-724-2719, and that's really important if that's something that you're worthwhile. I talked to Aaron Rousseau. He's the producer of it, a great movie producer, and this is a very enlightening DVD about what's happening to America. Hopefully you're listening to what's happening in America and a lot of the Republic Broadcasting Networks, and hopefully you're also tuning in at 6 o'clock on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays with my very dear friend and colleague, Ken Ludwig, and What We're Thinking. He has top guests. If you want to appreciate some of the things on how to live a fantastically positive life and enjoy all the fruits of your labor and your intentions, and as I have always said, put your intentions and your ideas and your dreams into the quantum field of God's playground for opportunity, and you can't imagine all of the things that will pop up in that. He discusses on the show such things as The Secret. He also discusses quantum field and spiritual fulfillment, you name it. He is a life coach, and he is really a tremendous inspiration. I'm glad he's on Republic Broadcasting because he brings quite an array of information and guests for you, and you'll find it quite delightful. Now, also, for those of you who want to get involved, I'm going to get to you some of these other websites, but again, I want to go back to Salt Lake City. I drove from Denver 8 hours, 75 miles an hour all the way, listened to quite a few tapes, the video tape, not the video, but the tape for What the Bleep Do We Know. For those of you who have never seen that movie, it's quite a movie. I've seen it 4 times now, and I've heard it even many more times than that. Also, I listened to The Secret. And also, Victor Mark Hansen has a tape out. He's the man who wrote The 1 Minute Millionaire. He's a world-renowned speaker, and he's just absolutely incredible. And he's also funny.
I actually used one of his jokes when I got up in front of the audience. And what happened was I gave my program there in Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace Convention Center, and there were 22,000 Rotary Club members there from 100 countries. And I met people from Australia, and of course I got to talk to them about their own hometowns because I'd bicycled right through them. And Tasmania and Hobart, and one lady was from Hobart, one was from Sedona, one was from Perth, another from Sydney. And it was just like, wow, I'm with friends. And they are, they're planetary friends. And one of the things about Rotary, International Rotary, is they have an entire population website. And it's the Rotary population website. And I if you want to, I'd love to have you go to it. And I can find it here very quickly on my computer. And if you do that, you will be really appreciative of what they're doing and checking out. And that Rotary website is go to RFPD, and it will give you a tremendous amount of information on what the world faces and the consequences we're looking at, as far as adding, again, another 100 million people to the United States of America and another 3 billion people to the rest of the planet. And so just check that out, and it's really worthwhile, and it will give you a great understanding and an appreciation for what we face. And tonight, you're also going to have an appreciation of what we're going to be facing as I go through this letter. But anyway, after giving the program, people came up from Africa, from South Africa, from Kenya, from Nigeria, from Uganda, from the Congo, and it was just incredible. I was so deeply touched by it, and every one of them was heartfelt because they appreciated what I had to say. But you can go to the Rotarian Group Action Group for Population and Development. And that's right there on that website, rifpd.org, R-I-F-P-D, P as in Paul, D as in dog, .org, RFPD, and it's Population and Development. If you go there, you will have an extraordinary amount of information on what we face as a planet, because we're all in this together. And Jennifer Hendrickson and is one of the coordinators there. You can get a hold of her at RIFPD, RIFPD at AOL.com. Ask her any questions you want. She is a spectacular lady and highly, and Buck Lindsay, and Buck Lindsay is another one of the top, he's a secretary of that. And so if you want to be a part of that, you want to make a difference, go to that website and they will really help you out. Also, for those of you who want to start doing anything here in the United States, patriotunion.org. And we're literally going to not get to these websites here. I'll be right back after these few words. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, across America, and thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And I'm really appreciative of the letters you've been sending in and the ideas you've been sending in that you'd like to see me write about. And each and every one of you is reflected in those weekly columns on News with Views, AmericanChronicle.com, Morty'sCabin.com, AmericanDaily.com, and so many of the other ones, Op-Ed News, you name it. Many of the news sites carry my columns. And what I am attempting to do is reflect your frustrations, reflect your anger, reflect your concerns. So essentially, you are writing those pieces because you're giving me the ideas, and I'm very thankful for that. You're also taking a great deal of action. Do you notice right now that the new bill that has been foisted on the American people, the amnesty bill S-1639, which is, of course, just the grandson of the S-1348 that got defeated, is back up in front. But I attacked, of course, Trent Lott in this piece today. I'm going to go after Gramnesty, Lindsey, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. What a shamnesty he is, and I'm going to write about him. He should go back to Nabisco, become a graham cracker, because he really is a terrible senator that has nothing to do and serves nothing for the United States people, and hopefully South Carolinians are going to dump him on his sorry butt here in the next election to get rid of him. But if you are frustrated too much before we get to this book, make sure you go to Jason Mrocek and firecoalition.com. WeHireAliens.com, NumbersUSA.com, and by the way, NumbersUSA.com just turned over 400,000 members, last Friday, and they sent in 750,000 faxes in the month of May, and they're pretty close to 350,000 already this month, and really one of the prime reasons is all the callers and the phones and the faxes and the emails that all the NumbersUSA people did, along with FairUS.org, along with Jason Mrocek's Fire Coalition, the MinutemanHQ.com, William Gein's Alipac.us, all making tremendous impact, carryingcapacity.org. And remember, go to thesocialcontract.com for all of your information that's going to give you a tremendous amount of power to stop this next amnesty. And it looks like the wheels are falling it off already. And so keep the pressure on. Each and every one of you, send in the faxes, make the phone calls, and take your turn at being an American citizen, and I will do mine, and I'll keep you up to date on that. So that's what we've been sharing, and that's the information, and I'm going to go now
And, of course, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And I hope you've got some questions as we go into this book. This book is called, well, I tell you what, W-E-C-S-K-A-O-P, WECSKOP. WECSKOP is called What Every Citizen Should Know About Our Planet. And it's a planetary handbook for the times in which we live. And I had a listener send this to me, but if you want information on this book, I'm telling you, this book tells it like it is. And it's by Randolph Femmer, and it has a foreword by August Anson, and it has been published by the Ormond Publishing at 740 South Ridgewood Avenue, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. And the number to call is 386-673-5576. And I'll tell you, this thing is right on the money. He talks about numeric literacy as to what a million and a billion is, civilization's demographic journey, carrying capacity and limiting factors, ecological services and ecological release, fragile films. And these fragile films, of course, are Earth's atmosphere and our seas, exponential mathematics, a mathematical fire alarm, riddles of the dinoflagellates, other planets, limits, feedbacks, overshoot and collapse, the big question, projections, comments, and critiques, Sri Lanka, biodiversity and conservation biology, putting a human face on our subject, frequently asked questions, and what can we do? This book really takes you down the road, and I want each and every one of you to have an appreciation because as he brings out in this thing, the world only had 1.6 billion people at the turn of 1900, and the United States only had 75 million people. And within just a short 10 decades, we're now pushing at 6.7 billion people on our way to a high of 9.8 to a high of a low of 9.8 to a high of 10.2 billion. So, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is really, really sobering. And so he talks about a reporter informs us that locusts, drought, and war have brought about this humanitarian crisis that is now a part of Africa. Do you all know that approximately 8 million people starve to death? These are adults every year, and 10.2 million children under the age of 10 die of starvation or starvation-related diseases every year. In other words, dysentery, tuberculosis, hepatitis, and the list goes on. And so this book reads, and he says right here, in addition, large parts of Africa, as we shall see in a later chapter, are increasingly desperate. As this is written, the news brings us images of emaciated children dying of starvation in Niger, Chad, Sudan, while their mothers await vainly for arrival of relief supplies. The reporter informs us that locusts, drought, and war brought about this humanitarian crisis. He fails to mention, however, that Niger's population today is double what it was 2 decades ago, and its population is on track to double over the next 26 years, and that, according to the UN, its current fertility rate of 7.16 children per woman. Nor are we told that nearly half of Niger's population is under 15 years of age, or its national literacy rate is only 13%. In other words, only 13 out of 100 people can read, write, or do simple math. And he goes on. He says, if today is Friday, by this time on Monday, Earth will have home to more than 600,000 extra human beings. Well, this day is a Thursday, and so by Sunday, there will be an extra 600,000 extra human beings. And he says, in other words, every person who dies over the weekend will be replaced, physically speaking, by a baby who is born somewhere in the world. And then after all those replacement babies are born, another 600,000 additional births occur. Clearly, it is going to be necessary for someone somewhere to grow a lot more extra food over the weekend. And as you can imagine, the planet is not growing enough food over the weekend. And he talks about this. Since world population today is at 6.6 billion, that means that after 50 years, there are still 3 billion of us growing exponentially. Some economic and pro-growth apologists who write of a birth dearth, and of course that means that a lack of births, even as the world population continues to grow by 240,000 per day, like to portray this as progress. In reality, after 50 years, we are still 3 billion humans growing exponentially. And this book brings out the realities we face in this massive birth explosion. And so what I'm appalled at is that so few people understand this thing. And when I was on the stage 2 weeks ago, I was doing a debate in front of 300 students in the Denver, they were all valedictorians, the top students in IB, International Baccalaureate students, and they were in this auditorium, and I spoke along with two other immigration advocates who were giving excuses for all of the migration into this country and what it was doing a good job. And one of the fellows who was Hispanic, in fact, his parents were illegal aliens. He was born in this country, and he's an anchor baby, if you will. And he said, well, I've just driven from here to Grand Junction, and there's plenty of space, and I've certainly gone up to Wyoming, and I've gone from Wyoming over to Utah. And there's millions of miles, square miles of space. And I rebutted him, nicely, of course, and I said, well, why don't you think, and I asked the audience of these kids, I said, why don't you think Australia can hold 300 million like the United States has right now? And I said, does anybody have the answer to that? And one kid wrote up, put his hand up, and he said, well, more than that did. And he said, well, it's a desert, nine-tenths desert. It has no carrying capacity. Ah, the magic word, carrying capacity. And so what we're facing is an American psyche and an emotional psyche and almost a cultural psyche that we can expand and grow forever without any kind of a limit, without any kind of consequences. And that is the prevailing gist of everybody in this country for the most part, and that's why you don't see this population human Katrina nightmare being brought to the front end, and very few of us talk about it. Kathleen Parker talks about it in New Mexico, and in fact, in one of the towns in New Mexico, it's the first city ever in the United States to have a carrying capacity survey to see how many people the town can actually have in the town to have enough water for them to be able to sustain themselves. And so that's the aspect that most don't want to deal with. And for me, I know what's coming. And I think any of you who have been listening to this program, and, of course, Don McKee, and we're on the third part of the series, The Next Out of 100 Million Americans, you see it because you're starting to be educated, and I hope you're sharing it with others. We have, a longtime friend, Jim in Texas, has called up. Jim, you have some comments to make about what we're talking about with this book, WexApp.
Well, I have a couple of comments for us, Steve.
Yeah, Jim, thanks.
First of all, I like to break things down to their basics. Mm-hmm. What we have in this world is we have feeders and we have breeders.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And anybody with three active brain cells has to come to the conclusion that you have feeders and breeders. There are animals in the animal kingdom that lay 10,000 eggs and hopefully 10 of them survive, okay?
Right.
That's the name of the game. And we have the third world, which are breeders, and we have the first world, which are feeders.
Right.
Okay? If people don't understand this, they have no comprehension whatsoever of what's going on in the world. We
True.
Have Latin America, which are breeders, and we have North America, which are feeders. And eventually, the breeders will always overpower the feeders. It's nature's law. That's the way it works.
That is the way.
It's very cruel to say it. I understand this. It's cruel, and you say, what kind of person would say some stupid statement like that? But I'm sorry, but it's nature. You can't argue against Mother Nature. The old butter commercial in the 60s or 70s, whatever it was, you can't fool Mother Nature. Well, I'm sorry, but you can't.
That's and you really can't. And, you know, as I showed the audience in Salt Lake City on Tuesday when I gave the speech, and I just said, you know, 8 million lives starve to death every year. And where are those 8 million? They're in the breeder countries. And for those of you, and Jim is really right on the money. There are breeders and there are feeders, and in the end, the breeders are going to outnumber the feeders, and there's no way to save all those breeders. And the fact is, right now, it's amazing, but Africa has 767 million people, and they're expected to double that population in this century.
200 years ago, there was maybe 100, 120 million people in the entire continent of Africa?
Right, that's exactly correct. Yeah.
And now what do we have? And what happened? The feeders supported the breeders, and the breeders will always overcome the feeders. It's nature's law. You can't deny it. If you can deny it, but, hey, when you go down in the final outcome, you can deny it all you want, but that's the law of nature. Don't ever argue with Mother Nature. You lose when you argue with Mother Nature.
You'll actually lose, Jim, and I remember back in 1967, 68, when I was going to college, and we didn't eat Sunday lunch so that we could give the food to Bangladesh. And Bangladesh at the time, I think, was well under 100 million people, but it was starving to death even then. And then 35, 40 years later, Bangladesh now has 129 million, but I've heard it's as high as 144 million in a landmass less than the size of Ohio. And, of course, they're starving to death over there and living in utter misery and poverty and godforsaken overpopulation. And so, yeah, what we should have done is sent them birth control. But, of course, religions that are for proliferation will not accept that, and mostly those religions keep their women so completely illiterate that there's no chance. And so what happens is, as you say, nature will then, of course, take over. And Henry Kendall said it years ago, we can bring about population stabilization graciously, or nature will bring it about brutally. Jim, thanks for calling in those comments. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to this next comment in the book here, and I want you to see how serious this thing is. If today is Monday, at this pace, how many new classrooms... If today is Monday, then the Earth will be home to 800,000 additional people by this time on Friday. And in addition to their need for food and water, jobs, health care, and sanitation, these new rivals necessitate completion of additional schools and classrooms every 4 days. In a world with insufficient schools and classrooms right now, at this pace, how many new classrooms must we provide every 4 days? First, assume that we can accommodate all the replacement berths in existing classrooms. Then we house approximately 25 students in a typical classroom. Dividing 800,000 extra by 25 shows that we must complete more than 32,000 new classrooms every 4 days. Keep in mind that these must be funded, built, furnished, finished, supplied, and staffed immediately, because at today's pace of 800,000 extra arrivals every 4 days, we have to ask ourselves, are we prepared to accomplish this same task and fund it with billions in taxes repeatedly every 4 days, year after year, in the decades ahead? Ladies and gentlemen, that problem worldwide is already here in the United States. I'll give you an example. California grows by 1,700 people every day. That's 1,700 people every day, all virtually all driven by immigration, driven by anchor babies, driven by the births of the immigrants. And they have to build one new school per day, every day, 7 days a week, and staff it with teachers to keep with this massive overload of population, as California is going to add, and I'm looking at it right here, it's going to go from 37.5 million to 79.1 million by 2050. That's the FairUS.org population projections by Fogel Martin, March of 2006.
So you can see that this is going to get uglier and uglier, and yet everyone across the United States sits oblivious to the human Katrina we face. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. We have a commercial break right now, and we'll get right back after these few words.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are discussing, and I just got part of it, and we're going to just get a little bit more, and I've got a caller coming up here pretty quick. But I want you to know the difference between a million and a billion. And it says right here, for the most of us, a million and a billion are simply two very large numbers. If we could earn $1 million, that would be great, and $1 billion would be even better. And while it is true that both values are large numbers, the reality is that the two numbers are enormously different. Since data involving human population growth typically involves additional millions and additional billions, we must be able to distinguish the two. Today, we add an extra 1 million people to our planet every 5 days. But we add an extra 1 billion people to our planet every 12 years. Between 1975 and 1987, for example, world population grew from 4 billion to 5 billion, and between 1987 and late 1999, it grew from 5 billion to 6 billion. Thus, to appreciate the world implications of adding an additional billions of people to our population, over and over again, we must be comfortable with how enormous and how immense a billion really is. And he starts going into how big that is. I only thing I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is that no one in the United States has any idea
of what it's like to live in a country with a billion people. If you think the gridlock in L.A. or your city of Chicago or Atlanta or Miami or Detroit or Cleveland or Houston or Dallas is bad now, you ain't seen nothing yet. I hope that everyone that's listening to this show gets to numbersusa.com, tells all of your friends, because we are literally boring down on a human Katrina of our own making. And I've got a call from Henry from Connecticut. Henry, you have a comment, sir, before we get... Well, we're almost to the end of the hour, sir.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on, Henry.
Okay. Well, see, you mentioned the people we took in, the problem with California, too. Hold on
right.
a second. Okay, sorry. The problem with us, too, in California especially, is all the people we're taking in, we never take in the people that the people want, the American people want to have.
True.
Which is mostly like white European, whether it's from Germany, Sweden, or what.
Right.
All they force in, you know, all we've been taking in is stuff from Latin America and India, China, and all this third world, worldly. See, the thing that pissed me off is that I'm really sick and tired. I'm not saying everyone, so hear me. Everybody out there, don't think I'm talking all people, 50, 60, 70. It's more ones late 50, 60, 70 and up. Don't think I'm talking all of them. But I'm really tired of all these old blanks, and you could use a blank word.
Fill in the blank.
Who think... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Who think that America should be worldly and spiritual and embrace the whole world of cultures and races and crap, and they just want to bring a bunch of junk here just full of slop, sweat, and work, but nothing to make this country better technologically, standard of living. There's a lot of things, and they're trying that stuff spread it to Europe, by the way, because I want to tell you, William Cooper told me on the phone that the European Union was devised by, it came out of Washington, D.C. The original idea came out of Washington, D.C., and possibly Winston Churchill over there in England. But I'm tired of these ones with all this crap that think that even our younger people, like I heard some survey, I'll say this, I'll go. There was people coming out of college, they were white college students.
Sure.
And they can't find the jobs that they ought to get right away, instantly, as soon as they come out of college, because they have to compete with all this non-white, third-world crap coming in the country, and it's just whether they...
I appreciate your frustrations, Henry. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week for the new show. All the best, Godspeed, and God bless.